Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy. One of the obvious stories that we continue to talk about, and we may need to talk about for quite some time, is what has recently, we were told, just ended in Afghanistan. America's done. We just 20 years, pulled up stakes, out. We left Americans behind. We left a lot of Afghans that helped America over the past 20 years behind. But there's another group that has been as heavy on my heart in terms of what we have lost there as either of those groups. And that is those who have come to faith in Jesus Christ in Afghanistan over the last number of years. You know that when Afghanistan was under Taliban rule, it was kind of an iron fist kind of situation. Rumor had it that Afghanistan had become the second most fastest growing area of the gospel in terms of Jesus Christ and people accepting him as their savior and giving their lives and hearts to him. Only behind China and the underground church there. Well, what is the real story? Is that, in fact, happening? And if so, what does the future bode for those that are in that scenario? Dr. John Eibner is back with us. He is the head of Christian Solidarity International. You know that I work with them every year. We have tried for a number of years to help hundreds of slaves be liberated from the clutches of slavery, human slavery. Today I want to talk about Afghanistan, which is in a different part of the world than where we're normally discussing things like Sudan. And Dr. John Eibner now joins us. John, I know that Afghanistan has been through, a lot over the last couple of weeks. But the truth is that people that were looking at the geopolitical situation on the ground always feared that a totalitarian Taliban government is what that country would revert to. I guess my question to you initially is, are you concerned that the Taliban are not reformed like they pledged that they are? And if they are not, what does that bode for people that observe the Christian faith in Afghanistan and do not observe Sharia law?
Well, the plight of Christians, we don't know how many there are in Afghanistan, because to be a Christian means you have to be underground. That is, if you're a native Afghan as opposed to a Western army soldier or businessman or NGO, you cannot be a native Afghan and be a Christian openly. So quite apart from the Taliban, people have had to be underground for years. While the United States was in Kabul, there have been cases of those who have been sentenced to death, not by the in areas controlled by the Taliban, but in areas controlled by the government that has just collapsed, the U.S.-backed government. Hmm. But the Taliban is more strict and more severe and uses more primitive means of punishing people than happened with the areas where the collapsed government was in control. So the outlook is very grim. We know what the Taliban did before. Washington banks on the Taliban accommodating Western interests. That's what they're interested. They're, to be honest, they're not very interested in what the Taliban does to Christians or to women. The main issue for Washington is, will the Taliban cooperate with us on issues of geopolitical concern to us, or will they not? And the thinking amongst the people in the foreign policy establishment in Washington is, can the Taliban be modified like the Saudis? The Saudi regime was just like the Taliban when they came to power in Saudi Arabia. Exactly the same thing. They're like the Islamic State, like the Taliban, beheading, impossible to be a Christian without being killed. They were really the radical terrorists of the day, and they came into an understanding with first Britain and then the United States that they would be allowed to have the strict kind of totalitarian Islamic regime domestically, but cooperate with the West when it comes to bigger geopolitical concerns, and of course guarantee the flow of oil to the Western world. So those that in Washington that have made this decision to withdraw feel that they have some good reason to believe that the Taliban will become like the Saudis, the so-called Wahhabis, this radical extreme form of Islam that's completely intolerant, that does not tolerate conversions to Christianity, does not even tolerate the existence of Christians in the country.
We're speaking with John Eibner of CSI. John, let me ask you another quick question. If you had the bully pulpit of the White House press room today, what would you ask of America, and particularly America's Christian community, to show support for their brothers and sisters in Afghanistan?
Well, obviously we want people to pray, and there are very few practical things, but they should pray, and they should raise their voices so that the Christians are not forgotten. If you look at the news and what the administration is saying, the big concentration is on Afghan women. And of course, Afghan women are in danger.
Sure.
But I hear very little mentioned about the Christians. As much as we got to get some of the women activists out, we have to get obviously interpreters out, and those that collaborated with the U.S.-backed puppet regime there, they're very much in danger. We have to make sure that the Christians are not forgotten, because there will be efforts to get people out.
We are concerned about the Christians in China, the Christians in Iran, Christians in other places around the world, North Korea and elsewhere, where the very real reality of losing your life simply because you are a believer in Jesus is a daily threat to many that live in these regions, though you will not hear about it on Western media. Dr. John Eibner, always appreciate your insight. Thank you for helping us on Afghanistan today.
Thank you so much for all you're doing at your end, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.